Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, President Trump signs an executive order imposing 100% tariffs on imported patented pharmaceuticals under Section 232, with significant carve-outs for companies that have struck MFN pricing deals or committed to domestic manufacturing. Pfizer and BioNTech halt a large post-marketing COVID-19 vaccine trial in healthy adults aged 50 to 64 after failing to hit enrollment targets, and a new analysis examines how the industry is adapting strategically to a fundamentally transformed U.S. pricing environment. President Trump signed an executive order on April 2nd, imposing 100% tariffs on imported patented pharmaceuticals and their active ingredients, invoking Section 232 National Security Authority. The order includes meaningful exemptions. Companies that have entered MFN pricing agreements with HHS and are onshoring production face a 0% tariff until January 2029, while companies with only domestic manufacturing commitments will pay a reduced rate of 20% that escalates to 100% by 2030. Biosimilars and generics are excluded for now, with a one-year reassessment window, and orphan drugs and certain specialty products are also exempt. Countries with existing trade frameworks, including the EU, Japan, South Korea, and Switzerland, face a 15% rate, while the UK receives a lower rate tied to its recent pharmaceutical pricing agreement with the US. Pfizer and BioNTech have notified the FDA that they are halting a post-marketing study of their updated COVID-19 vaccine in healthy adults aged 50 to 64, citing enrollment shortfalls that made it impossible to generate the data the agency required for potential approval in that age group. The trial, which aimed to enroll 25,000 to 30,000 participants with no chronic conditions, closed enrollment on March 6th after a review of epidemiological trends, with surveillance ending April 3rd. The companies say the halt is not related to any safety or efficacy concern. The study's failure to enroll reflects broader challenges facing COVID vaccine makers, including stricter FDA trial requirements. Finally, a new analysis in Pharmaceutical Executive argues that the U.S. drug pricing landscape has moved from a period of policy disruption into one that now demands systematic strategic adaptation. The piece examines how the convergence of MFN pricing, tariff pressure, Medicare negotiation, and direct-to-consumer distribution channels has forced manufacturers to fundamentally rethink global launch sequencing, supply chain geography, and contracting architecture, and makes the case that companies treating today's pricing environment as a transitional phase rather than a permanent structural shift are taking on serious business risk. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.